Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. I hope you can hear the sound of the crashing waves in the background. It's pretty damn exciting down here at Bondi at the moment. It's bright, bright, bright sunshine. It's warm as toast. Contrast with yesterday, that was 6 degrees at this time. It's warm as toast, and there's a massive, massive shore break. The sand has all shifted overnight with all the storms last couple of days. And wow, it's incredible to watch, and it's breaking right across the beach. So the wind is coming in from the east, northeast. No blue bottles yet. I think the wind isn't strong enough for them. But wow, what a day. And there's just a few people on the beach, so it's post-Easter paradise. I want to talk today about the three bubbles, and it's important conversation, because if you imagine three bubbles representing the whole of you, the size of those bubbles represents your personal energy, how much magnetism you have. Some people are born with three small bubbles, some people are born with three big bubbles, but we've all got three bubbles. When we're born, they're all the same size. As time goes on, we become inclined to pump one of them up, or two of them up, and leave one deflated. If we imagine a child, the third bubble, bubble number three, is nearly all of it. And that's the future. That's their imagination. The middle one is practicality. It's the present, what's going on right now. And for most kids, that can also be quite strong, because they love to enjoy life, take sugar, do all the things that make right now a really good moment. And bit by bit, we build the third bubble up. We inherit it from the start, our parents. So we do have a past bubble when we come onto this planet, and that's the emotions and everything that the parents were delivering through the first couple of years of life. So there we go, three bubbles. As we age, many people shrink bubble number three, and they put all the energy into bubble number two, or bubble number one. One is the past, two is the present, three is the future. And as people age, they start to become a little cautious, because they don't want to lose what they've got in bubble number two. And they can't get a bit cautious about someday I'll, or when I, or what I want to be. They get cautious about it. And that means the third bubble, all the air goes into the middle, or even the past one. Now, it can be okay, as long as impending death is if the thought of it is what somebody wants to live with. But it makes, when the third bubble is, air goes into the second bubble, in other words, when we invest more in the present than we do in the future, in our imagination, we become very stubborn. And if all of the air goes into the past bubble, we become more than stubborn, we become resistant. So with these three bubbles, think to yourself today, where's my energy? Bubble one, living in the past, wishing things were where they were, and also celebrating who I was. Number two, the present bubble. Addicted to alcohol, vapes, drugs, food, pleasure, seeking to avoid the third bubble and take all the air out of the third bubble, which is, what is my future? Where am I going? Who am I? What do I want to be? Or is your energy highly involved in the third bubble? In the third bubble, it's the, it's your imagination that's your power, and that's called leadership. In the middle bubble, that's called management. A manager makes sure the moment is good. We manage people so that they turn up at work and do their job and stick to the rules. In the third bubble, what we're trying to do is get people to manage themselves by knowing what the future is and how they will benefit from that. So I see a lot of companies advocating the future, you know, talking about their vision and their values and the future, but I don't see many companies linking individuals' personal vision to the company vision. All they do is say, if we get our vision, we'll pay you more. But money might not be the solution to somebody's future. It might be part of it, very often not. And the amount of money we're talking about, the company paying out in terms of bonuses for most people, just helps. It doesn't solve it. So in the LCM process, loyalty, commitment, motivation, the first step is to find out what is an individual's vision. What do they want? What do they want to be? Where do they want to go? The second step is to write down their job description. What do they do? What's in the moment? How do they manage their day? Their job description. The third step is to link where they want to be to doing their job description, to see how they can be intrinsically motivated. The fourth step is to express what the company vision is and make sure that the individual understands how their personal vision and their job description links to the company vision. Now, I know all that sounds like mumbo jumbo over the phone or over a podcast, but it works. Many companies in America paid to have this process brought to them, and they inherited it, and then they modified it with, digitized it, and it's a very, very important part of their culture. It gets past all these ideas about restructuring going to change things. It throws 100% the power and the engagement and the responsibility and the empowerment to the individual and lets their natural resources take control of their daily life at work. Now, this is called inspiration versus motivation. Motivation is where you dangle a carrot and you say, I'll pay you more if you do the job, and leave it at that. Inspiration is where an individual says, by doing my job, I get what I want in all aspects of life. And that's a leap, because it becomes intrinsic to want to do a great job, to want to be well, to manage ourselves well. It also turns people into visionaries rather than people who are paranoid and worried about the present moment and trying to suck as much joy or happiness out of the present moment and therefore become troublemakers to a business. LCM process is what it's called. If you want to know more, if you're being coached, I will gladly give you a session on the LCM. As I said, I've sold it throughout the States when I was working there. People paid up to $100,000 to have this process, and it's yours as part of your coaching if you'd like that. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day.